so low. This is the time in the service where we get to share each other's prayer requests, triumphs, setbacks, sins, if you're up for it. This is the part of the service where we act out our duty as being a family. Just want to start off, I think it's really nice to be back. We definitely missed you guys while we were away. We have one, I would say, he's not a young man, he's 43. I think, did we talk about this last week? His name is Hide, and he's got some Asperger's. He's very high functioning, but kind of obsessed with suicide and not living. He's actually a Christian, but very mad at God. And so we've had a lot of people praying for him, and he was very anti. He didn't want to even talk to us because we were on God's side, and he didn't want anyone to help him that was on God's side. And so he texted this morning. I just wanted to share it with you. Hi, Darcy, I guess. I feel better a bit. I mean, I had been dangerous status for a long time since my father attacked me. Myself, I've been pushing me to die, but now I feel like giving in to myself because the pain is too heavy. I began asking God to save me from this horrible situation. Also, listen to some audio Bible verse. I had to admit, I am in need of very help. I always have two contradictory thoughts, which are negative and positive. I think, I feel. I don't want to die, it's scary, but I think I need to die. I feel I need help, but I think I don't have to, or I hesitate, or also, who can really help? I think nobody. Those thoughts always appear in my mind, and I always choose negative solution. For example, I'm sorry to tell you such a thing. I really believe no one can help. You guys tried to help Micah, but actually did not yet. I also think nobody is perfect, but I need perfect help. Also, there is lots of technical difficulty for me to visit and stay with you. I guess you are attending church service now. Please write me back if you could sometime. I also let you know I feel now it's okay for me to mention God's name. But I am still mad at him, and I'm unstable. Just really realizing, we can't fix you. We're not offering to fix you, and you do need perfect help, and there is perfect help, and that's God. What are the lessons that I've just been learning over and over is, like, just be there, you know? You don't have to advise. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to have insight, you know? And I think I just really like to hear myself give, like, this wonderful, you know, with this wisdom and advice. And it's like, people don't need that. People just need presence and for you to be there. And so I'm really looking forward to having Hide live with us. I'm just assuming that he's going to. I just kind of feel that way. And just really having another opportunity to kind of do it better than I did with Micah. And, you know, we've been praying for Hide and Micah every day. Just continue to pray for Hide. But we've, you know, the two ears, one mouth thing, it's just like, when we went home and visited Darcy's boss, who is the CEO of a worldwide Christian organization, I'm sitting there and we're talking and we're at the table and I realized he hasn't said anything. And it's been almost all dinner and he's just sitting there listening. And it's like, that's what a mature Christian does. Mature Christian's not eager to talk. A mature Christian is eager to listen. And I have some ways to go in terms of being a mature Christian. And so pray for me that I would be able to just be there and be present for people. And also, both of us have been like physically under the weather. And so we just haven't felt great. And so please pray for healing. And please come up and share your lives with us.
My name is Mihoko. Yesterday, I visited our daughter Akiko in her hospital, and I sent her early Christmas present, and as well as his word on the card. And I wrote down chapter 43, verse 4. You are precious from my viewpoint, because I love you. It is his word. So I always say to my daughter, you can't deny his word. He is God. And also I wrote down, we love you so much. You are precious to us. Please know that. And she said, thank you very much. And mom, you have been Christian for 20 years. So give me another holy word. So please pray me. What word would be the best for her as the next word to her? Thank you.
Hello, I'm Cindy. And just this morning, we had Filipino Christmas party. And we are supposed to, Kuya Omar and Atastarsha and their kids, they wanted to join us today, but Yumi Chang, the little girl, caught a cold. Her fever was like 39 degrees last night. So yeah, we would like to ask a prayer request for her complete healing and for the family's protection. Yeah, thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace, and I just want to tell you what I always tell you. I'll just keep reminding you. And many of you know that I started the ministry of going to the park in Hiroshima University and just talking to mostly their patients in the hospital. And they come to the park to relax. And maybe for the past 2 months, I go out. Sometimes I meet someone. Sometimes I don't get to meet anyone. And just getting to talk to different kinds of people is really amazing. And some people are just there for maybe 3 days or 1 week. Some people have been there for many months. And it's just amazing seeing so many kinds of people and getting to talk to them. And sometimes I'm just afraid I can't face someone. So every day is usually so different. There are days I just go to the park, as I've told you before, and I'm just so full of fear. I see someone, but I can't go to them. And I just pray and go back to my office. And then there are these days I'm just full of strength and energy and just asking God to bring someone so I can talk to them. And I thank God for the far I have come and the grace he has given me. And today I just want to encourage you, because the last two people I met, like, I don't want to say it's discouraging, but God wants us to see the image of Japan through these kinds of people who are not interested in anything to do with God, you know. And they just represent a whole millions of people in Japan. Yeah, you know, someone is lost, but they don't care they are lost, and they just don't, you know. Can you imagine you're lost and you have no one to show you the way, and you're not interested in finding the way anyway? So I've met two men in the, I met them the past maybe 2 weeks. This week I didn't meet anyone. You know, it was quite cold this week, and most people don't go out in the park on cold, or if they go out, they just stay for very shortly and they go back. So the first man I met, I was surprised, because I used to think only patients sit in the park, but the lady I shared with you with rashes in the face, she made me know that some people just come to the park to relax because they live in the nearby estate. And these two men I've met these last two times are the ones who, they are not patients in the hospital, but they just live in the neighborhood. So this first man I met, I went to him, I said hi. He looked friendly. And then I just, usually I don't just start talking about God. You can't talk about God in Japan immediately, especially with a stranger, you know. So you have to pick a conversation, and being a gaikokujin, I have many topics to bring about. I just introduce myself, talk about my country. And so we talked, and then I told him, do you know about Jesus? He said, yes, I know about Jesus, but I'm not interested because I am a true traditional Japanese person who believes in, of course, he's saying, I don't get everything they tell me, to be honest. I just somehow capture something and he can say the rest, but I think he just meant he's traditionally Japanese. They are Buddhists, and so he doesn't want anything to do with Jesus. But he was friendly. At least this first man I'm talking about was friendly, because he welcomed me to the bench and he even had snacks and we shared with him. And anyway, he actually told me, he's not currently a patient, but he's coming for surgery this month now. That was last, Yeah, we are in December, so that was November when I met him. So he showed me his skin, you know. He had surgery 3 years ago for, now I can't even recall the disease he told me. But he told me, actually, I'm planning to come back for surgery. For the final surgery, which will determine if I have to get off drugs. He's been taking drugs continuously for 3 years. So he shared these situations with me, and I thought, okay, we are just striking a conversation, but since he's friendly, I will pray with him if he allows me to. So I just told him, I want to pray with you. He said, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't want to hear about Jesus. But I told him, I will pray with you. He said, yes, okay, go ahead and pray. And I was able to pray with him. I thank God even for just the chance to pray with someone. And I explained to him, why am I praying with you? Because Jesus cares about you. Yeah, he said, I don't believe in Jesus. But I told him, he cares about you. And actually, he knows you, you know. And he showed me the reactions he has to the drugs. His skin, like, has been reacting to the drugs, but he can't get off the drugs until the doctor lets him do. So he showed me his skin, and I told him, I'm going to pray for your skin, and I'm going to pray that the doctor will get you off the drugs after your next appointment, because he told me the next appointment is going to determine if I have to stop taking these drugs, because I have to take drugs after every other week, you know, for 3 years now, and I'm so glad he could let me talk to him and he would let me pray with him. And I had a Bible. So I asked him, do you have a Bible? He said, I'm not interested in reading a Bible. But he let me, he would receive the Bible from me. You know, he said, I don't read this kind of books. I'm not interested. But he actually received it. And I said, okay, if you receive it, that's so good. Please try and read it. And of course, he showed negative that he was not interested, but I just thanked God for him that he could let me sit with him and talk with him and eat snacks together and pray with him. And I haven't met him again, but we hoped both of us that we'll meet, because he told me he comes to the park again. And did I write down his name? I'm sorry, maybe I wrote down, but I don't have it now. So that's the first man I met the last 2 weeks. The second man now is like, oh, now let me say it's the worst, the worst experience I've had. So this man has been coming to the park ever since I started coming. And I know he's not a patient because I see he comes from outside. And I thought I came to see patients, so I want to ignore people who are not patients, because I can see he's not in uniform and he's coming from outside and going. But this day, he just happened to be in the park. And so God is telling me, okay, I've been seeing this guy. I've never had, and you know, I'm sorry, we are human beings and we tend to judge people. I look at him and I feel he's really antisocial. Like, he's always sitting by himself. He buys snacks and eats. He'll finish and go and buy others inside the hospital and come and eat again. And doesn't talk to anyone. So I thought about going to him, and I didn't go. He left. He went inside the hospital, probably in the shop. So I said, okay, God, he's gone. So I think he's not the one I'm supposed to approach today. And so I will leave. But within like 5 minutes, he comes back with snacks and he sits down behind me again and he starts to eat. So I say, okay, I'm just going to try to talk to him and engage him. I have never seen him talking to anyone, and every day I go there, he's usually there. So talk about someone being so unfriendly, you know. You know, basically Japanese people, they're usually friendly and welcoming. Like when you greet someone, they will want to listen to you. They will show the desire, like, to listen, regardless of whether you're talking about God or not. But this guy is just like, what do you want, you know? So I say, hi, can I talk to you? What is it? You know, he doesn't even know me. We've never talked, but he's telling me like that. And usually they'll move to show you that they want to talk to you or friends with you, but he didn't move. And I'm feeling, what do I do now? You know, he's actually what I thought he is. He doesn't want to talk to anyone. And anyway, he let me sit there, and I just told him, I've been seeing you coming to the park, and so what do you do? Why are you always here? I don't think you're a patient. Yes, he said, I'm not a patient. I just live in the neighborhood, and I just like coming to bask and eat my snacks here every day. And so he sits for quite a long time. Usually I leave him in the park. So I thought he's still around anyway. So I just talk a little bit about myself. And then I asked him, do you know about Jesus? He said, I'm not interested. And he looks on the other side. And he just told me, so you must say Yojigaru. I have to go. You know. Okay, and then I just said to him, it's okay, you can go. I don't think he wanted to leave because he sits there for quite long, but he heard about Jesus and he has to leave, you know. And I let him go. But of course, I was a little bit discouraged, but every time I go back to my office and think about these kind of experiences, and then I realize God wants us to see the true picture of Japan. Because here is someone who just never wants to talk to anyone, leave alone things to do with God, just not interested, and he has to tell you, Yojigaru, to run away from you as quickly as possible. And initially, I used to be discouraged when people do this, but I get encouraged because they're just... I'm glad I struck a conversation with him, and I know how I can pray for him. I don't even know his name because we couldn't even talk much to know each other, even our names. But since I see him, because more times I've gone there again, I see him, he's there, and he sees me. Now I see him, and I know the state of his heart and how I can pray for him, because he needs God to open his heart to people first and then to Jesus, to give him some interest about him, and just... He represents many people in Japan, you know, not all of them. Most Japanese people are not this unkind to, like, run away from you or avoid a conversation. So please, let's pray for Japan. I came with this paper because this is a precious opportunity for us to reach out to people. Most of us can't speak Japanese, but you can get this tract and give someone. Like Fernando told us last week, he was baptized with Yamashita-san, he said, and he said he came because he received an invitation and he came for Christmas. So you never know. Maybe you don't have the courage to approach people the way I do. I don't have so much courage, just some little courage. Maybe you don't have courage to approach people and ask them if they know about Jesus. But you can go with this and just give them and tell them, if you have time, please come for Christmas. And you don't know. Some may not be interested, but maybe one or two people will respond to this. And imagine you will have helped someone to know about God just by being in Japan and being a gaikokujin or a Japanese, you know. So I really want to encourage us. Please bring one or two of this and purpose to give it out to someone, and pray for the people you give, because we don't move people. I don't move people with my Japanese of my... It's the Spirit of God that moves. So that's my encouragement today. Yeah, let's take these tracks. It's just two more events, 12th, 15th, and 22nd. So, and 24th, actually, three events here. So someone may not come for one of them, but they may make up for, not all of them, but they may find time for any of the three and come here and hear about Jesus. Thank you.